This is the Morning Mix Takedown! Time to meet our challenger.
Takedown is brought to you by Tijuana Flats, home of the Megawana menu, giant tacos, burritos, and bowls. Mm. Our player this morning, Peter, right here in Orlando. Hi, Peter. Pick a player, one, two, or three.
Two, please.
Oh.
Or a pepper.
Look at that.
That's what I was thinking.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye, Dana.
All right, Peter. We're going to lock Dana away. You're going to have five questions. You're on the clock, just in case we come down to a tie, okay?
Okay.
Dana's gone. Timer's ready.
Who was the first non-royal to appear on a British postage stamp? Was that Benjamin Franklin, William Shakespeare, or Henry Ford?
Shakespeare.
There are how many ounces in a gallon? 64, 96, or 128?
128.
Who was on the cover of the very first Rolling Stone magazine? John Lennon, Ray Charles, or Jimi Hendrix?
Jimi Hendrix.
How many laps make up the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona International Speedway? Is that 160, 180, or 200?
200.
Which female holds the record for the most Grammy wins? Is it Beyonce, Aretha Franklin, or Alison Krauss?
Beyonce.
Time.
Time, got
all right,
it.
Bring Dana back.
The Morning Mix Takedown, round two. Who will be left standing?
We'll find out. It's going to be Peter in Orlando or Dana.
It's going to be Dana. Dana's on a roll.
She has been lately. Yes. All right, Adam, here we go.
All right.
Who was the first non-royal to appear on a British postage stamp? Benjamin Franklin, William Shakespeare, or Henry Ford?
Henry Ford.
There are how many ounces in a gallon? 64, 96, or 128?
128.
Who was on the cover of the first Rolling Stone magazine? John Lennon, Ray Charles, or Jimi Hendrix?
Jimmy.
How many laps make up the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona International Speedway? Is it 160, 180, or 200?
Ooh, 180.
Which female holds the record for the most Grammy wins? Is it Beyonce, Aretha Franklin, or Alison Krauss?
Aretha.
Time.
Ooh.
All right, Peter, let's find out how you did. First non-royal to appear on a British postage stamp.
Peter said it was Shakespeare. Dana said it was Henry Ford.
It was Shakespeare. How did you not know that?
Oh, what would I'm thinking of somebody who's not British.
That's what I thought, too.
I know.
I was totally kidding. I had no idea what that was.
That one isn't hard.
Yeah,
I made it harder.
Peter's got 1-0. How many ounces making up a gallon?
They both said 128.
They're both right.
Nice job. I almost went 64. I'm like, no, that's cups.
Who was on the cover of the first Rolling Stone magazine?
They both said Jimi Hendrix.
They're both wrong.
Yeah.
It was John Lennon. Mm-hmm. 2-1, Peter. How many laps make up a Coke Zero Sugar 400?
Peter said 200. Dana said 180.
It is 160.
Oh!
Still with a 2-1 lead.
All you can do is tie.
Which female holds the record for the most Grammy wins?
Peter said Beyonce, and Dana said Aretha.
The answer is Alison Krauss.
She holds
the record. Peter gets the win with a final score of 2-1.
Peter.
Congratulations, right?
Come on, man.
Thank you.
Dana's not happy with you on a Monday.
No.
Hey, for
Good
you,
job,
though,
Peter.
You just got four tickets to the Coca-Cola Firecracker 250 on July 6th, and now you're qualified for the grand prize, which is four tickets to the Coke Zero Sugar 400 on July 7th. Congratulations, Peter. We'll have those tickets all week long, by the way, when you play Takedown on Mix.